98.3 KULM on this Wednesday, April the 15th. And back on the radio to give us an update, our Colorado County Judge, Ty Prousey. Hello, Ty. Thanks for taking the time, man.
Good to be with you again.
All right. Well, we still only have 7 positive cases, and I saw the report. It was really good to see 2 recoveries out of that total.
What a great Easter blessing we had that we were able to go for, 3 days without a new case and the 2 recoveries. And I've heard that a couple of our good friends in the county that have had it are currently quarantined, but are doing really well and not many symptoms. So that was just wonderful news to hear over the weekend.
For sure. All right. Well, y'all had a meeting on Monday. What is the report from y'all's meeting?
Trying to forecast as best we can, assimilate all the data, looking at, the state websites, the federal stuff, and forecast what's coming for the next week, 2 or 3 down the road. As Chuck Rogers and I were talking last night, it's everybody's best guess. Even the experts have a large guessing factor. Trying to prepare for what President Trump and Governor Abbott are going to talk about, and then Governor Abbott is going to have a call with county judges and mayors Friday at 3 o'clock. Anticipate that he's going to suggest and or order opening of some businesses, and trying to prepare for what that might be, because if it involves, for example, masks to be required, or if it's just suggested, then the other immediate issue is, well, let's get masks for everybody. And I spent a couple hours yesterday just looking around on the web, and they're still pretty hard to come by. So, you got to always think a step or two ahead, try your best, because it's always a consequence when they issue something.
I tell you, there were some positive reports regarding hospitals and occupancy, and apparently we're okay. We're not overcrowding our medical facilities, and that was good to hear.
Out of the 7 positives we had, we've only had 1 individual out of the 7 that's required hospitalization at this point, which is tremendous. That was our biggest concern in all the planning, was not to overrun our hospitals. Glad to be wrong on that side of it, the experts, models and suggestions. But some positive news, yesterday or last evening, it was reported that Andrew Brooks, a professor at Rutgers University in New Jersey, got FDC approval for a saliva test with a quick turnaround time, 24 to 48 hours. And that's going to be rolled, well, it was rolled out yesterday. They started it, which is just tremendous, because it doesn't require people on the front line, nurses, et cetera, to wear protective equipment to take a test or a sample, possibly get them infected, and individuals can do it themselves, which should just help tremendously when that gets distributed throughout the United States.
All right. Well, hopefully we're on the downhill slide. And getting back to the economy, you've been talking with business people and some of the leaders of our area communities. Everybody is anxious to get things rolling, I'm sure, huh?
Can't wait. What a sacrifice for our friends and local businesses to make, to have to close the doors voluntarily and comply, with the state law that the governor has in place that we have followed, have tried to follow meticulously. I commend everyone in our county for doing their best to do that. No doubt it has had a tremendous positive effect on the number of cases we've had, but we've got to, at some point we've got to get back to business as usual. Everybody says it's not going to be flipping a switch, but, let's look at it rationally and look at the facts of what can be opened, hopefully, with guidelines, social distancing, all these precautionary measures that, sort of become a way of life now, washing our hands frequently. Surely there's got to be some things that can be done in that manner to get back to some state of normalcy before the end of the month.
Right. Well, we've got to get some folks back to advertising on KULM so we don't have to shut our doors over here. My goodness. And we've got to get those Astros playing, because that keeps that keeps us going here in our business. But it's affected everybody. And now, what's the next bit of information that will be coming out from the state or from you guys, from our county?
First, at the county level, we're waiting with bated breath to hear what either President Trump or Governor Abbott tells us this week. You know, there was a little bit of an uptick in the number of cases in Travis County, and therefore statewide, just over the last 24 hours. Hopefully it's a little bit of just an anomaly.
Yeah.
And the spike has been stemmed, and we're headed, you know, in the right direction. But I think that may have delayed him coming out with something today. Probably put it off a day, but I know they're taking it all into consideration. So just waiting to see and hear what, you know, the feds and the state have all the experts, all the data, all these teams of people that are working on it. And we have to rely on facts and data to make these critical decisions that affect people's economic livelihoods and public health and safety.
Yeah, and Ty, I'm sure you would tell everyone to try to continue to keep their patience, because, you know, everybody's getting a little antsy. And, you know, this is not easy. You know, the kids are doing online schooling and et cetera. I'm sure you'd like to tell everybody that, huh?
Yes, sir, I would. First, completely sympathize and empathize with everything you just said. It's not easy, you know, I respect everyone that's trying so hard and the discipline that it takes to do it. It's just not easy being unsocial. That's not natural to us. Kids want to get out and, you know, get back to sports, and people want to get back to, obviously, to work and jobs, et cetera. So it's certainly been tough.
Yeah.
A lot tougher for some than others, and our hearts and minds are with those, and we've got to, you know, hopefully my prayers are just that we can continue on this path for another week or two, and then, you know, we get good direction, good leadership from the state and the federal government on how to reopen in a safe manner.
All right. Well, appreciate you very much, and give my regards to everybody else who's directly involved in this communication with the governor and the president and everybody else, the medical community, et cetera. And thanks, man, for getting on the radio today. We will continue to direct everyone to your website, the county's website, co.colorado.tx.us, and also the Colorado County Joint COVID-19 Bulletin Board. I can't say enough about that, because it has data, and that graphic that is being put on there really keeps everybody up to date as far as cases, positives, negatives. Now we're putting recoveries on there, and I think that's very important. People need to know, get some positive information about recoveries. That's a blessing. So thanks,
yes,
man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Tremendous. So we thank the three mayors, Mayor Gobert, Mayor Kohler, and Mayor Parr, and we kind of collectively came up with that suggestion. And then our good buddy Chip Schneider, our IT guy,
mm-hmm.
the whole department in Colorado County, helped us get that together a few weeks ago. So my appreciation and thanks to all of those individuals for all of their help and continuing to be in the trenches with us and work with us.
All right. Hey, well, thanks for jumping on the radio. Have a good day, and I'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Colorado County Judge Ty Prowsey.